With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. Call now for your 100% risk-free trial giveaway of Proactiv, including two free extras and free shipping. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-1830. That's 1-800-489-1830.
Need freaky fast delivery? Let Jimmy John's do the driving. Order Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Sandwich Delivery today. Yummy good. Freaky Fast.
Safe Auto gets it. That's why they help keep you in your car with the right car insurance for the right price right now. Because at Safe Auto, what drives us drives you. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit-a-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But
I'm not afraid.
Uh-oh.
This I tell you what, because this rover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you like that, don't you? Yeah, oh, it's okay. It's okay to like it. It's very natural. Okay, good.
This rover's just getting warmed up.
Uh-oh. Who's this?
Hal Pacino.
Hal?
It's Al's brother.
Al's brother?
Oh. Yeah, I'm Al's brother. What do you want to do about it?
Yeah, Hal Pacino.
Wow.
Few people know about him.
They would go with a name like Sal, considering he's Italian.
Yeah, you'd think your name would be Sal. Well, it's not, okay?
Well, it's not.
It's not.
No.
Don't get so upset. You don't have to get upset about it. I'll take a flamethrower to this place.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy, now he's upset.
He is.
I guess he acted like we didn't like his name or something. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. This is going to be a very fun day today because we have a lot of good stuff to talk about. And you know that I am very interested in anything that we can accompany with that, play that creepy psychic music, Peon. Anything we get into where this music is appropriate, I'm all in.
Mm-hmm.
I love that stuff. I mean, this is going to sound a little bit like the George Norrie show today, except that what we're going to talk about is actually a little more credible and a lot more believable. You remember, and we're going to get to the Burke segment, we're going to do all this stuff, and we're going to talk about the guy that just passed away who, when we talk about people who everybody knows when they see him, but nobody knows his name, that is the perfect description of James Rebhorn. James Rebhorn passed away this weekend. He was 65. You guys know who he is?
Yes, no. I saw only by his picture.
You have
not
seen
his
him
name.
In, and I'm not kidding, about 300 movies and TV shows. He's one of those guys that is in. I mean, once you see him and they go, James Rebhorn passed away, you go, well, who's that? And they show his picture, you go, oh, that guy. I mean, he was in Sin of a Woman. He was the dean, you know. Colonel, are you quite finished? I'm just getting warmed up. The dean was this guy. He has been, well, do you guys watch Homeland?
No,
I don't know.
Claire Danes is the star. He's her dad in Homeland, which is a current series. I mean, the guy was never out of work. So he's dead at 65 from melanoma. And here's the kicker. He was. Thank you, Bruce. I don't need the music anymore. He was diagnosed with melanoma 24 years ago. Now, when I hear somebody dies of melanoma, I think, you know, 2 months ago, they went to the dermatologist and they said, man, you got melanoma. No. His diagnosis came 24 years ago. Apparently, he had a battle.
92, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He battled this melanoma thing.
22 years.
22 years.
Yeah.
Well, I was close. For 22 years. I didn't even know you could have it that long. So that's the good news, I guess, if we get melanoma.
Well, I mean, you can go in remission for a while,
right.
And it comes back, and yeah. That's the thing with cancer. I've heard you're never cured of cancer. It's always just in remission.
It's always sort of like lingering.
I just looked at a picture. He was in...
Independence Day?
Oh, my goodness.
It was in Independence Day. He was also in Meet the Parents.
Oh, go to the International Movie Database.
Yeah, no,
pull this guy's name up on the database. You can't even begin to believe how many TV shows and movies. It's like he worked every day.
He was Dr. Bob's dad in Meet the Parents.
And he's that perfect sort of nondescript, just sort of guy.
Yeah.
There's nothing about him that would make him anything other than just the average college professor or neighbor or some guy's dad or, you know, the guy next door. And apparently there's plenty of work for people like that. So we have a lot of stuff to do, and I'll get to the creepy stuff I was talking about in a minute. And a very, very interesting article that I read, which caused me to go and read a little more about it. And it all came about after, was it last week, the little, wasn't little, but it wasn't big, earthquake in L.A.?
I heard some people
interview. It started when Peon sent me some video of some newscasters.
They were all on the air when it happened. Yeah,
and the shot of the studio, that's kind of what started it. But then I heard an interview, and somebody said something that I had never, ever heard of anything like it. And then I heard another separate interview, and the person said the same thing. And so I did some digging. This is very interesting. That's all I'm going to tell you for now. We're going to go to the Burke segment, if there is one. Do we have anything?
Yes, I have one thing.
All right. This is for those who don't know, those of you new to the show. This is Eon the Peon. He's our control board operator, Peon.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw this posted by somebody on Facebook over the weekend. I don't remember who it is, so I can't give them credit. But they asked a question about toilets. And public and private toilet seats in particular, and why in a public toilet does it have that little notch out of the front of the seat, but at home it's the entire ring?
Well, it's more like a horseshoe.
Yeah.
That is a great question.
Yeah. And is there a reason for that?
Well, what'd you find out?
I don't know. No, I'm here to ask the question that person asked.
When you lift the lid at home, it's a complete circle or oval.
Right.
And the commercial
and always
ones,
in public.
there's a cutout part.
Yes.
That's a great question.
Did you Google that?
I did not. No.
See, why is there a notch in the toilet?
Or why is the public toilet seat not a complete oval? Why is it partial?
And every once in a while, you'll come across one that's all the way.
Well, the other thing I don't understand is the people who put that, Dan calls them ass gaskets. That's a good name.
Yeah.
I don't get the people who put that down, because if I can see that the seat looks pretty clean and you just wipe it, I don't think of the seat
as
something filthy.
I've tried. I do. I mean, I don't want to sit on other people's
butts. Well, the person
didn't
poop on the seat.
Well, I know, but it, depending on hygiene, how clean the person's rear end is, you're sitting in, essentially, you're sitting on their butt, essentially. I mean, when you think about it. Whoever was there last, or even a couple people
before. You might
as well
both drop your pants and touch each other butt to butt.
Yes. I've tried those before, too, the ass gaskets. And
I've never found them.
I don't know. First of all,
I've only pooped in a public restroom like three times in my whole
emergency
life.
Emergency only.
Yeah, three emergencies in my whole life.
But I saw a video not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, and somebody showed, you know, that the paper thing. It has that little part in the middle that's, held together by little notches, and you just tear those off so it can hang down in the opening. And most people, I would think, put it where the opening, the flap is towards the back.
See, I don't even know what you're talking about, because I've never seen one.
Now, somebody called and said, and they used to be a janitor, they said that's called a pee gap, because at home you'll lift the lid. Most guys will lift the lid up, but in a public restroom, they won't lift the lid up, and that's a little pee gap. So for
that doesn't make any sense.
For some dribbles or anything.
But that doesn't make any sense.
So you don't go on the...
So you don't go on the seat?
Yeah. I don't. Yeah, no, I don't buy that at all.
We need that's just somebody's what they think.
But that flap, okay, the ass gasket. I don't know what else to call it.
Ass gasket?
That's all I've ever heard from
Dan.
That's
good enough.
Is, it's got, it's a complete piece of paper, but there's a part that can be detached for the hole in the middle. And most people put it where the flap is towards the back, but I saw somebody online said that's not the way to do it. You put the flap towards the middle, and it hangs down on the bowl, so when it gets wet, it kind of holds it in place because it's hanging in the water.
Can't help you.
And
never,
that's where
I've never
you
seen one.
Yeah.
Never pulled one
You've
out.
Never seen one of those?
I'm telling you, I've only used a public commode to sit on.
But you've been
honestly,
in a stall.
Not a half dozen times in my life.
You've never pulled one out just to look at it?
No.
Huh.
Oh, never have.
Man.
I have. I've pulled it out and put it over my head.
And the few times that I have had to do number two somewhere other than home, it was such a cramps and gurgle emergency. I didn't have time to be pulling and examining some paper thing.
No.
I barely made it to plop down. I mean, it was that kind of a crisis. I don't have time. I need to get on it right now. So, no time for that.
We do have a couple of calls about the toilet lids.
Well, see what they say. You want to take them?
Yeah, sure.
Hang on here. Let me see. Is Mike talking about that?
Yes.
Let's talk to Mike. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you. So what's the deal with the notched out public toilet seats?
Well, I know this is going to sound ridiculous, but it is sanitary reasons. And the reason is that we were talking about the dribble.
Mm-hmm.
Dribble lands on the seat. The seat will propagate growth of fungus and bacteria and so on. But porcelain won't. So that little notch is so that if you have a dribble, it hits the porcelain and dies.
Well, but there's no guarantee that the dribble... You're talking about standing up?
Whatever.
Okay, but if you're standing, a guy's standing, and he misses the bowl, there's no guarantee he would just hit that little notched out section. He could hit the side part of the seat.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say it made sense. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's the...
Okay. Good. But that's somebody's theory.
Oh, and just another little anecdote. There was a senator, a United States senator, who was criticizing government regulations.
Yeah.
And he was saying that in all of his lifetime, he'd never heard of any man getting his thing caught in the seat, and that's why the notch was there. And his aides quickly grabbed him and said, no, shut up. That's not the reason why.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not the reason why. Well, Mike, we appreciate the call. Thank you for listening.
Sure.
All right.
I see something here. I brought an article up, and this is from the... Senior Director of the IAPMO, which is the International Association of Plumbing and Mechanical Officials. They say the notch is there to aid women, and it will allow a woman to wipe the perineal area
perineal
after using the toilet without contacting the seat. So they can put their hand there without having to...
I knew two guys, Neil Jones and Neil Smith. Those were perineal.
Yeah. I think that makes sense more than the other one. That
so
the woman
more
could put
room,
their hand in there without having to bump on, you know, the front
the
of the
seat. But yeah. She'd have to bump maybe the porcelain part. All this depends on how big she is.
Right.
If she's a heavy woman, she's not going to have room to get her hand in there anyway. She's going to have to kind of hike up a little bit, like half standing or something.
Yes,
lift up.
This is from the IAPMO.
Yeah, I'm not buying that.
Perineal?
Well, yeah.
Because if that were true, why wouldn't all seats take that into consideration? Why would that be
important? Well, if you're at home, though, it's your family most of the time. So
yeah. Your family's dribble doesn't matter?
I guess you're not worried about the germs and stuff as much.
Mm. Okay, let me talk to Guy here. If he says
Guy's gone.
Mike.
Well, we have another Mike. It's a Mike Twinspin. Hello, Mike.
Yes.
How are you?
Good.
What do you got for us?
Your home toilets are regular size, right. So the seats are round, completely around.
Right.
Commercial toilets are oblong.
No. Hold it. It's not the shape.
They have the gap in the front, but they're oblong, so the seats are different.
Yeah, but there are some homes that
have
oblong.
Yeah, but I have home toilets with oblong seats.
Yeah.
They're not round.
You got an oblong tarlet with that to match?
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. Going to Lowe's or Home Depot, you can pick from any one of them, like 12 or 15 oblong toilet seats that aren't round. But that still doesn't explain the notch. Oh, yeah. Because I just replaced one not long ago.
Okay.
So you really still don't know the reason for the notch?
No. Just for the different design of the seat, is that's what I figured it was.
Okay. I appreciate it. Well, he's got a point, though, you know what? Because you never see a round one notched out. I do get that.
Right. It's always the horseshoe.
And by the way, if you've ever gone into a real, like, low-end rental cabin or something, they always put those little round toilet seats.
I think you made them mad.
That you can barely sit on.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like sitting on a lifesaver.
Boy, I just Googled perineal. I never done that before.
Well, let's hear it.
It's the whole area down there.
It's called perineal?
It's the region of the body, including the... In females, it is located... Well, essentially, it's the taint.
The perineal?
Yeah. According to some definitions, in females, it is located between the...
Well, let's just put it this way. There are two orifices. It's between those two.
Yeah.
That's the perineal.
Yes.
Let me tell you something, folks. No other radio station in town. There's nowhere you can go and learn this stuff. It's not discussed.
It taint the front.
Taint that and it taint this.
Yeah.
Walter Brennan's not going to be talking about this on the other station.
No.
There's no way. Let me talk to Mary. Hello, Mary. How are you?
I'm AM in the PM.
Well, of course you are. So what do you think?
What do I think?
About anything. You called us.
Oh, that's right. Hey, no, I'm just returning your phone call. You left me a message today because I'm using Thompson Price to...
Oh, that's right. I did call you today.
You did, and I want to thank you for the lovely message that you left me. That was very sweet. And just to let you know that I didn't go anyplace else but Thompson Price. I know. I told them I'm AM in the
PM. You know what, Mary? I made two calls today. I made one to you and one to a guy. And hang on, I got his name here. This guy's name is Bob Pelly. And I called him because he not only is having Thompson Price do some work for him, his new heating and cooling company is Matheny. He's
awesome.
Wearing a brace as part of his rehab from Associated Physicians Group. I love people like you and Bob. You need to know that.
I didn't go anywhere else because I thought, you know what, I've had my recently ex-husband hired, I don't know, the Three Stooges to do some work, and they were in my house for like 6 to 9 months and napping in my backyard, and I thought, forget it. I'm going to get it done right.
He'll do it right. Whatever. They'll do it right. Thank you for that. Well, Mary, I'm glad you got my message.
Okay, yeah, I got one complaint about them, though.
Okay.
There should be an AM and a PM discount.
An AM and a PM discount?
Yeah.
How do you know you're not getting the AM and the PM discount?
Well, I didn't see a line item on it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you know what? I'll take this up with him.
I'll
discuss it with him. All right?
Okay. And I may be in Cabo next year. I'm single now.
Well, I hope you are. I hope you are, because when I'm there, I'm kind of single, too.
Awesome.
Yeah, whenever my wife is not with me for an hour or two or three, I'll pretend to be single.
Okay.
All right, Mary.
Good.
We look forward to it.
You.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Now, see, she assumed we're going to Cabo. She says, I'll see you in Cabo. Now, we don't know if we're going to Cabo. We don't know year to year. We won't know until July or so. I didn't even give numbers, and look at these calls. Let me talk to Mark, and then we'll take a break. Hello, Mark.
Hey, I am in the field.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
That toilet seat, the name of it is an elongated toilet.
Okay.
And that is for sanitary reasons if there's a hole cut in the front there.
Okay.
Well, I'm a plumber, so we put them in. But I have one of the split rings at my house because I enjoyed the extra room in the front.
No, sure you did.
Yeah, the extra room.
Sure you did. Yeah.
But that's it for sanitary reasons. So, just keeps it clean. And I would never... Frank, sit on a toilet seat like that in public.
You would if you had about 1 second to make.
Oh, I've had those moments where you get in and you're dancing back and forth, and it's just ready.
And
to
you
go,
got but, you you got about a second to plop down there.
Yeah,
you don't have time for that other stuff.
All right, guys.
All right, thank you, Mark.
See ya.
Appreciate it.
So you know what I'm talking about. You don't even think you're going to make it. And any little hang-up, if your belt got stuck or your zipper, you're done. It's over. You're done. You got just barely. And I think your mind, when you – have you ever pulled in at the house at home – and on the way, and it just builds and builds and builds. I'm not kidding. There's something psychologically as you're walking and running toward the bathroom, it builds. I'm not kidding. Your mind is saying, I'm not going to let you make it.
You're praying to the sphincter gods.
Yeah. I am not going to, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. And it just, it builds and builds and builds. And you just, I mean, you barely get
plopped. And it builds
out
with every step you take.
Yes.
It's like every step. It's like you want to stop.
Yes.
But you can't.
And then there's that roller coaster thing where it builds and builds and builds, and you're in the car and you're in traffic. And then it just kind of goes, it just sort of like internally implodes.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, there it is. And then you think, okay. But then it's just a matter of a half
another
minute.
Another way, another contraction's coming.
I know.
You know what? That has to be what contractions are like for women having a baby. I'll bet that's what it's like. It's like a big, massive cramps and gurgles. Kick.
You're dilated all the way, sir. You better go.
All right, now listen, we're going to talk about, we're not going to talk much about James Rebhorn. Anybody can go online and look him up, Google him, and you'll be stunned. You'll just be amazed at how many things this guy was in. But what we are going to talk about is something connected to that earthquake, not just in L.A., but other earthquakes or eruptions of volcanoes.
Eruptions.
I also have a song that's on my iPod that I listened to this weekend, and for the first time, as I was listening to it, again, this happens often to me, I thought, I love this song. I have no idea what the lyrics are. So I pull the lyrics, and I think you'll be as blown away as I was at how, once again, a second grader could have written this very, very, very popular song. It's not about the lyrics. It's about the feel of the song and what the song does to you and the way it's performed. And then we'll talk a little bit about the plane that they now say is at the bottom of the Indian Ocean. But this morning on the news, they showed a piece of equipment that's a pretty remarkable, in fact, two of them, that they're going to be using. And again, it's technology I don't think most of us even knew we had, but I'm not surprised that we have it. So we're going to get to all that, I promise. But we need to remind everybody who owns a home or wants to own a home, and I think that pretty much covers everybody. You either are a homeowner or you're a renter and you want to be a homeowner. I have one place that can help both of you, American Equity Mortgage. If you want a home, you go to them for the mortgage and you just say, tired of it. And by the way, here, and this really does happen in most every case. Let's say somebody's paying $1,200 a month for rent, and you can make a house payment of $1,400 a month, and at the end of the year, you'll have far more money than you were paying $1,200, because there's a great big fat tax deduction now that you didn't have as a renter. So it makes real good sense for most people when they can to become homeowners. Now, let's say you're already a homeowner. How can American Equity Mortgage help you? They can help you by showing you how to use the equity in your house to borrow money for something you need. Now, let's say you need to pay for a wedding. All right, you got a daughter. You want her and her mom, especially her mom, to be happy. So you're going to have to shell out some money for the wedding. But you don't want to borrow money from a wedding company, or even if there was such a place that made loans for wedding, you don't want to do that because the interest rate is going to be ridiculous. Use the equity to borrow that money. Let's say you need a car and you'd like to pay cash for the car. This is the way to borrow that money to pay cash for that car. It's called a home equity loan, and they'll show you how it works, and they don't care if you have perfect or less than perfect credit. If anybody can get it done, they'll get it done. Don't confuse it with anybody else. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999.
Let's see how traffic looks right now and check in with Tim Weiland.
Thanks, Dan. Well, we had an earlier incident on southbound 270. It's been cleared, but boy, traffic now is slow between 40 and Big Bend on southbound 270. And it looks like on eastbound 70, which would be westbound 44, we're slowing from about 10th Street on through Memorial Drive. And this traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's has a theory about lunch. After their new lunch combos featuring the Artisan Grilled Chicken Ciabatta sandwich go down, productivity goes up. See you tomorrow. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Kelly Jackson. Tuesday morning on McGraw Live, the latest developments in the search for the missing Malaysian airliner. ABC political analyst Trey Harden brings you insight from inside the Beltway. Tim Weiland has traffic, Jim Holder with sports, and I'll have news twice an hour. Join us for McGraw Live between 6 and 10 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Attention men, have you ever been embarrassed when the time was right but you just couldn't perform? Now you can. The secret is one visit to the St. Louis Men's Clinic. That's right. Men from 21 to 85 are performing better than ever before, regardless of age or medical condition. You get to try the medication containing FDA-approved ingredients right in their office. The medication gives you from 30 minutes to an hour and a half of full male performance. This is the most medically sound solution available and all without surgery. Your total cost for the doctor's visit, all tests including PSA and testosterone, is only $199. If their medication doesn't work, you pay absolutely nothing. If you have erectile dysfunction or you just want to perform much better, call now, 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. Get your confidence back. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-919-8949 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-919-8949, 1-800-919-8949, or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is an important message from Heisey Advisory Group. If you own mutual funds, listen closely. You may be paying hidden fees that you are not aware of, and they could be costing you thousands and eroding your profits. Learn how to find the real fees associated with your mutual funds by calling 314-909-1116 to get a copy of the 8 Things You May Not Know About Mutual Funds. This complimentary guide will teach you how to find out your real profits. If you're not 100% sure what your mutual fund fees are, call 314-909-1116 right now for your complimentary guide. This guide will help you understand what you should be looking for and what you can do about it. You have a right to know what you're paying. Avoid unnecessary costs and call Heisey Advisory Group right now for the guide to 8 things you may not know about mutual funds at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Don't wait. Call 314-909-1116 right now. Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
See every serve up close when Fed Cup tennis comes to Shea Fitz Arena at St. Louis University, Saturday, April 19th through Sunday, April 20th. Don't miss Serena Williams and Team USA take on Team France as they go head to head in the World Group Playoff. Tickets are on sale now. Visit USTA.com/FedCup to buy tickets and be a part of the action. Players subject to change.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is not a drill, people. The Spring Into a Honda sales event means great deals on the sensational Honda Accord, loaded with standard features like a rear-view camera, named a Car and Driver's 10 Best list a record 28 times. Wait, Let's give that its due respect. 28 times. Head over to the Spring Into a Honda sales event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Car and Driver, January 2014. See dealer for financing details.
For a limited time at Metro Lighting, save 25% on already guaranteed lowest prices, including regularly priced, clearance, overstock, and discontinued merchandise for savings up to 70%. For any budget or style, keep your dollars local and shop Metro Lighting, where ultimate customer service is the goal. The prices are guaranteed, and all lighting, lamps, and ceiling fans include a complete one-year warranty beyond the manufacturer's. Visit any of the seven Metro Lighting area locations and let your savings begin. Some restrictions apply. See stores for details.
Somebody's knocking on the door. Addicted to Love, Robert Palmer, is that right?
Yeah.
Man knows his music. All right, if you've listened anytime at all, you know that I like to share medical stuff and complain about, you know, pain and procedures and stuff. And here's the reason I like to do it. It feels better if you talk to people about stuff. And we have an audience that has actually taught me things. It's very seldom that I go on and talk about anything that I don't end up either from a phone call or an email learning more from somebody and vice versa. By telling you about this, you'll learn things you didn't know before. Now, this morning, I talked to Dan about this off the air because Dan's got some eye issues, too. This morning, I had a Kenalog injection in my left eye. And if Paul Harris, if you're listening, turn your radio off right now. Turn it off because you will pass out. Because I talked to Paul about this, and I started trying to tell Paul one day something I was having done. He said, please stop. He said, don't go any further. I'm not kidding. He said, I'll pass out. I can't stand to hear about anything with anybody's eyes. He said, I can't watch people put contacts in. I'm telling you, don't do it. So, Paul, turn your radio off. I went in this morning, and it's 7:30. And essentially, what I have, retinal edema in my left eye, which is a swelling of the retina. And we tried for about 4 months with drops, steroid drops, to get the swelling down. It didn't work. And they had told me that the next procedure, next thing on the list, was an injection. And it sounds exactly like what it is. They stick a needle into your eyeball and shoot the steroid into the inside of your eye. But before they do that, they have to give you a deadening shot, which they also stick in your eye. And before they do that, they give you deadening drops so that you don't jump out of your chair when they give you the deadening shot. So they put these drops in my eyes, and they're very effective. And he walks toward me with this needle. And you know, when a doctor comes at you with a needle to put in your arm, you can look away. When they're coming to your eye, you can't look away.
No.
He's coming toward my eye with a needle. And I just said, oh, man, I said, I wish I hadn't seen that needle. And he said, look up. And I looked up, and he proceeds to, after the deadening drops, he shoots me with this thing. And I never felt one thing. I did not feel it. So I thought, wow. This is not so bad. Then he gave me the steroid injection, and I will tell you that it wasn't painless. There was discomfort, but here's the interesting part. I don't think unless, you know, it's like anything else, unless you've had liver issues or you've had back issues, you don't know anything about it. But then when you have it, you learn everything about it. You talk to anybody who's gone through cancer or they know radiation, chemo, they can tell you all kinds of stuff. So the only reason I know about this stuff is I've been through it, and I'm going to explain it to you in a way so you'll sort of get an idea of what I saw immediately when he pulled the needle out of my eye. Your eye is basically a hollow sphere But it's not really hollow because it's filled with fluid called vitreous. It's a, like gel, a fluid. And when he injected me and pulled the needle out, immediately, it was like I was on LSD. I saw stuff that I can't. It's hard to describe. Here, think of it this way: if your head was underwater in a big jar, all right, and a black eel floated right in front of your eye, and then a fish, and then somebody shot black ink into the water and it swirled. That's what I'm looking at. Hmm. It's like I'm, whoo, things are floating and flying around in front of my eye. And he says, that'll go away in a day or two. The pain has started to kind of subside. And then in about a week or so, the swelling should go down. But it's temporary. It's about a three-month thing. And then ultimately, we're going to have to do some surgery. And let's not even talk about that right now, because they literally go in and operate on the inside of your eyeball. Now, the other thing that I find interesting, in the same way that I find most people never bother to ask what runway numbers mean on a runway, taking off on runway 8. I also think if you've ever had a prescription, had your eyes tested, they give you a prescription, it'll say OS 2030, let's say, and OD 2060. OS is your left eye. OD is your right eye. It's Greek. OS means oculus sinister, and OD means oculus dexterous. Now, here's my question. What would be so wrong if years ago somebody had said, let's just call this left and right? You can't mess it up. You can't confuse them. No. But I think you could confuse, if you're a C student in medical school, I think you could confuse OS and OD.
Mm. Yeah.
Why do we keep Latin and Greek stuff like that? Why do we do that, I wonder?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I can't see one advantage to writing out a prescription with OS. Oh, and by the way, if you ever see on your glasses prescription OU2080 or 2060, that means both eyes. That's oculus uterke, which is Greek for both eyes. Ooh. What about left 2010 or 2030, right 2060, or both 2050? What'll be wrong with that? You couldn't mess that up. So there's your little lesson in ophthalmology. If you see that on your prescription, OS and OD, it simply means left and right. And why we still use the Greek and Latin, it's kind of like the RX thing. It's still on prescription pads. RX, that's some Latin thing. What if it just said PN or PS, prescription?
I used to think a long, long time ago, remember Rexall drugs?
Well, that's why Rexall was called Rexall.
Oh, yeah.
Because they got to use the RX for prescriptions. All right. Did we finish the Burke segment? Dan, did you have anything?
No.
Okay, let's close the Burke segment. All right, now we're going to take calls next hour. Jose's coming in next hour. A couple of weeks ago, there was an earthquake in Los Angeles. It wasn't a real big one, but it shook some stuff around. And Peon sent me some videos of some TV people and what happened in their studios. And I heard some people on, when you do the top of the hour, ABC News with Ben Sedapani or whatever his name is. And they were interviewing people in L.A. And I heard something very odd. And then I heard two more interviews with this. Have you guys ever, tell me if you've ever heard of this, that just before an earthquake, there are some people who have a sensitivity and they crave popcorn.
No.
You remember this?
No.
You should go Google this. It's very interesting. One of the people that I was listening to in L.A. said that in her office building that morning, she smelled popcorn. I mean, the distinctive smell of popcorn. There were actually people in the building microwaving popcorn. They had such a craving for it. Other people who were smelling it that didn't really smell it but thought they did. Some who craved it so much they had to pop it and eat it. And others who just craved, for the moment, popcorn. It is apparently there's something to it. Because these people I heard in L.A., unrelated, didn't work in the same building, I kept hearing about this popcorn thing. So I started doing a little digging, and I came across the name of a woman named Charlotte King. Charlotte King has the ability to hear sounds in the ULF, VLF, and ELF ranges. These are sounds that we normally can't hear. They're so low or so high that a dog could hear the high ones, but most people can't hear the low ones. She has this ability to sense these very low-level rumbling or sounds, and it's paid off for her more than once. Not only can she predict earthquakes, but she will predict, well, her biggest one was Mount St. Helens, 1980. She predicted the eruption of Mount St. Helens within 12 minutes.
Wow.
And I don't think this was something that erupts like every year. It's not, it's rare. She has been tested, and I pulled up a list of all the MIT-type places. They have run tests on her at all these various institutes and offices, and doctors have tested her. And they say that, in fact, she does have the ability. Let's go to the tsunami. Remember that tsunami, what they said those animals did?
Yeah.
Remember? Oh, yeah. Running for the hills.
All those animals headed for high ground. They knew, before any human knew, they knew something was weird. So I'm not going to just blow this off and discount this. I'm going to say that I think there is the possibility, especially with somebody like Charlotte King, that there are people who can feel or hear like a spectrum of sound that we can't hear, and which I guess is what's created at the beginning of the earthquake. But I got some stuff on Charlotte King here, a couple other things that she did. She reported, she called an ABC station, apparently. She lived out in California and told them there's something not right. And I mean like hours later, it's how sensitive she is. There were a bunch of whales that beached. I mean, like, in just all at once, all these, and that created enough of a disruption in the ground that she felt that. She could sense that was going to happen. She also predicted an earthquake within 72 hours of three different earthquakes out in California. So Charlotte King, another thing, if you want to Google something kind of interesting, you might want to take a look at Charlotte King. All right, I mentioned Bob Pelly earlier, and the reason, let me get his name, make sure I got it right. Yeah, the reason I mentioned him was when Tom Price went out to talk to him, he happened to mention that he now uses Matheny Heating and Cooling, and he had like a knee brace or something, and he starts saying about how wonderful the people at Associated Physicians Group are. And I thought, wow, we need about 500,000 people like Bob and like Mary. He is in rehab at Associated Physicians Group. And what I will tell you about them will be brief and very general. What I want you to do is go to their website. If you're in pain, if you have knee pain or neck pain or back pain or shoulder pain or other parts of the body, those are the big four, it would be a good idea for you to look at these people who have an incredible track record and learn a little bit about a group of people who have worked with patients who have been told, in some cases without question, they had to undergo, let's say, knee surgery. And then turns out it didn't, because with the proper pain management and or rehab, there is another way to go. Now, the alternative to knee replacement program is available at their Creve Coeur location. That and so much more is available in Illinois. O'Fallon, Illinois, Swansea, Illinois, Edwardsville, Illinois. It is pain management and physical therapy, and it's the cream of the crop. And if you want to know more about it, go to their website. It's apgpain.com. That's APG, all pain gone. It's really Associated Physicians Group, but think of it as all pain gone. apgpain.com.
Let's get a look at the highways. Here's Tim Weiland.
Still running a little bit slow on westbound 44 between the Museo Veterans Bridge to Market and then our memorial. Then we're running slow on southbound 270 from Ladue down to the Clayton Road overpass. On westbound 70, looks like we're getting a little bit heavy right around the airport, and eastbound 270 just picking up volume now between Lindbergh and New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Applebee's. Applebee's has a theory about lunch. After their new artisan grilled chicken ciabatta sandwich filled with grilled chicken and creamy artichoke spread go down, productivity goes up. New lunch combos. Another reason to see tomorrow. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Scott Sherman, host of The Night Shift. People ask me, Scott, what's the philosophy behind the show? Well, I've always wanted a program that was truly independent of the spin that you hear from the left and the right. Because in this crazy world, you can't afford to have opinions bought and paid for by special interests. So, on The Night Shift, what we give you is a tough, honest, understandable approach to the issues of the day, and we make fun of stuff too.
Weeknights at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Granite Busters is the region's number one name in granite countertop savings.
And for a limited time only, they're making an offer you can't refuse.
45 square feet of Category A granite countertops.
A stainless steel undermount sink.
A sink grate.
And a plumbing hookup.
All this for under $2,000.
Just $19.99.55.
Questions? Call Granite Busters right now at 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344.
Or visit the Granite Busters showroom and 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard.
You'll find over 125 colors and more than 500 granite and quartz slabs in stock.
That's the biggest selection around.
And at Granite Busters, they feature digital templating, laser stone fabrication, and expert installation, all 100% free.
Upgrade to granite countertops right now.
Call, visit, or log on at granitebusters.com.
The kitchen countertops of your dreams for under $2,000. Only at Granite Busters.
New customers only. This offer cannot be combined with any other offers. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
I'm working two jobs, and my husband works too. My kids go to school with your kids. I'm one out of every six Americans, and my family is struggling with hunger. I believe in this country, but it's hard to believe so many Americans have to choose between paying bills and feeding families. Visit feedingamerica.org and find your local food bank. Every dollar you donate helps provide seven meals for those struggling with hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Go on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The search goes on in Washington State.
We are using sonar device to look through that